you're here. Delicious, sweet, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. Oh, that's right, friend. Just trust in the Lord, not with some of your heart, not with a portion of it, but friend, all of your heart, and lean not, do not lean on your own understanding. Great, great word and a great reminder from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Today, well, good to see you. It is Thursday, this November 12th, 2020. Welcome to Mark and Friends. I am Joey Kroll. Great to be behind this microphone, actually doing today's program remotely from my home studio today. And not because I overslept, but because my family and I, we are in quarantine. Yeah, we actually tested positive for COVID-19 a handful of days ago. And so we're at home. That's what we're doing. And through the wonderful technology that we have, I'm doing today's program in my PJ pants in my home studio with my cup of coffee here. Praise the Lord. But we're feeling okay. We're doing okay. We had a rough couple of days there with a fever and a cough and head cold and just a variety of different things, but grateful for just his hand upon us, and we're coming through the other side, so I think we'll get back to normal early next week. Praise the Lord for that. So we're doing okay, a little tired by the afternoon, but we're doing all right. We're hanging in there, and love doing the program from home, though. I ain't going to lie. Well, friend, other than that, I hope you're having a blessed week. I hope you're hanging in there. I hope you're had a great Veterans Day yesterday. We had a chance yesterday. I mean, we've been doing nothing but being in the living room together as a family for the last several days. But we watched some great Veterans Day tributes on TV yesterday. And so grateful for the men and women who serve our nation, serve our country, and those who also gave the greatest sacrifice, their lives. And so we're so grateful for the men and women who serve our nation, for the freedoms that we have today. And this year, it kind of really takes on a new meaning. Her son joined the Air Force, and so he graduated basic training a few months ago. He's at tech school now down in Biloxi. And so, Veterans Day is it's taken on a whole new meaning for our family, that's for sure. So happy belated Veterans Day to all the men and women listening today. Well, it's November 12th, and so today, for Mark and Friends, we're going to be celebrating Dr. Billy Graham. He would have been 102 this week. He was born on November 7th, 1918. Praise the Lord. And so today we're going to hear a special message from Dr. Billy Graham, an encouraging one about the hope of the second coming of Christ. Coming up right after this for the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends.
We come before you, Lord, to sing your praise. You are our everything, the Ancient of Days. Take joy in what you hear as we lift up your name. We come to glorify your name. We come to glorify, glorify, glorify your name. We come to glorify, glorify, glorify your name. We come before you, Lord, to sing your praise. You are our everything. up your name. We come to glorify your name. We come to glorify.
We've come to glorify your name. David Glenn right here on Mark and Friends. Today I am Joey Kroll, and Dr. Billy Graham was born on November 7th, 1918 in Charlotte, North Carolina, and really doesn't need much of an introduction. He has been one of the most influential Christian leaders of our generation of the 20th century, that is for sure. And the Lord called him home on February 21st, 2018. And so I thought today for Dr. Billy Graham's birthday, which he would have been 102, by the way, this week, play a special message, a timely message on the hope of the second coming of Christ. And this was a message he did in Fresno, California, back on September 16th, 2001. I want you to think back to what was taking place in September of 2001. Our nation saw the worst terrorist attack in the history of our nation take place. And so this was Dr. Billy Graham's encouraging, hope-filled message just a few days after that tragic event in Fresno, California. Here's Dr. Billy Graham, the hope of the second coming of Christ.
Now tonight, our world has been turned upside down. You will not be able to live the life that your parents had hoped you would live, or that you would live, or you thought you would live. It's a different world. It's going to be felt in every part of our society for years to come. We're in a situation in Afghanistan that is extremely serious. No one has ever really conquered Afghanistan. And what we're seeing now, as the president said, is a strange new war. And we need to pray for the president, and nobody knows exactly what's going to happen. But in the midst of all of that, there's one hope, and that is the hope that Jesus Christ said that he's coming back again. He said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again. Without hope, our nation could not go on. Since September the 11th, we have begun singing again a hymn we used to sing often. In fact, it was sort of the theme of our crusades for some years. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. Now, the coming of Christ is taught in all the great creeds of the church. The Nicene Creed says, He shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead. Christ's coming again is mentioned in the New Testament, do you know how many times? Over 300 times. And there's many reasons why people don't want to believe it. Some don't want to believe it because Christ hasn't come so far. They said, where is his coming? And the scripture predicted that, said there will come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts and saying, where is the promise of his coming? That was even in the first century. Then there was the theory of inevitable progress. We're making so much progress in the world that we ourselves are going to bring in the kingdom. That was all dashed on September the 11th. And then this teaching cuts across the pleasures and the materialistic values of millions. A lot of people don't want Jesus to come because they're too comfortable in how they live now. They live for pleasure. They live for material things. And then there are the signs. Jesus left signs that we're to watch out for that will indicate that his coming is near. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked three questions. When shall these things be? What shall be the sign of thy coming? What shall be the sign of the end of the age? Those were the disciples asking Jesus. He said there'll be false Christ that will come and delude people. Counterfeit Christ. Many cults saying this is the way. Then another one is wars and rumors of wars. We had two world wars in the last century that killed millions and millions and millions. Now we're faced with a new kind of war, and we don't know what the end will be. The intensification of war, in my opinion, is one of the signs that the end of the age may be near. And then the third one that Jesus left and told us is famine. The greatest famines in history were in the 20th century. Then the pestilence and disease. That's what they're alarmed about now with this asterisk. In spite of all the advantages of modern medicine, pesticides and so forth, the 20th century had its great epidemics, and the 21st century will have even more. Then he said earthquakes. Earthquakes are increasing rapidly, so we read in the paper. One little quake came to Los Angeles last week. They had to read the newspaper before they knew it. It was so small. But it's just the beginning, the scripture says. And then the next thing that Jesus said, they shall deliver you up and to be afflicted and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. As believers, we're going to be hated. More Christians have been killed in the last 50 years than any other period of church history. Then he said there'll be false prophets. Many false prophets shall rise and deceive many. We only have to remember Heaven's Gate cult. Then another thing that he said, we will have lost our fervent love. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall grow cold, he said. Then the proclamation of the gospel worldwide is a sign. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. For the first time, it's being done by satellite, television, radio. The printed page has taken the gospel now to the whole world. And Jesus said that's going to be a sign that his coming is near. Are you ready for that day? You know, you can get ready only one way. Jesus took the judgment on the cross for you. He bled and died for you. They put these terrible wounds to him, put spikes through his hands and his feet, and he hung there in the brawling sun. Some people were jeering him, a few of his disciples, and the women that he loved were still there, his mother. And he did it for you. Because God was laying on him the iniquity of the world. The sins of the whole world were laid on Jesus. Can you imagine that? The scripture says he was made to be sin. Can you imagine being made to be sin? He was. For you. And if you had been the only person in the whole world, he would have died for you. And 3 days later, God raised him from the dead. And Jesus tonight is alive. What can we do? Till he comes, we are to work and pray and love. We are to be prepared for the coming of Christ. Therefore, be ye also ready, for as such an hour that you think not the Son of Man cometh. Do you think that Jesus is going to come tonight? You say, I don't think so. That's the very hour he might come. You remember Noah, when God told Noah to build a big ship in the middle of a desert where there was no water? People laughed at Noah, made fun of him. But he went on by faith that God was going to do what he had told him he was going to do. It says, by faith, Noah, being terrified of God, of things not seen as yet, moved with fear and terror, prepared an ark to the saving of his house. Hebrews 11. Have you prepared for that moment? Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Jesus is at your door right now. He's knocking. He wants to come into your life. All you have to do is open the door and say, Lord Jesus, come in. Forgive me of my sins. Make me a new person. I want to live a new life. I want to repent of my sins. And I receive you as my Lord and Savior.
Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee. O Lamb of God, I come. just as I am and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark thought, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot.
Just as I am, Michael W. Smith here on Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. And friend, if you missed any of today's program, go back and re-listen to it at our website. Just visit greatnewsradio.org and click on Archives.